Hi, it's Kay Henderson, and I'm out for a walk with the Springers. So if you hear some heavy breathing, just lying on some mud there, it's not me, it's the doggos. And if you're listening to this between Christmas and New Year, it's often sometimes the feels like the kind of calm before the storm, a quiet time. Inboxes are quiet, and the general noise seems to have dipped a bit. And I'm out in the fields and looking around. Nature is doing what it always does at this time of year. It's slowing down and it's kind of shedding and resting. It's not too cold at the moment, but so I said before, we were all rushing to January kind of goal setting. I just thought I'd invite you into something a little bit gentler. So a short kind of reflection, really, on not about doing more, but more about noticing what this year has already given you. So I'm thinking for myself, what's kind of grown for me this year. And again, sometimes growth, when I look at nature, doesn't look dramatic. It's sometimes, you know, quite subtle. Sometimes if it's underground, you can't see it all, can you? So my first question, I guess, is, what grew for you this year, even if no one else noticed? That was Indy running past. It might be confidence or boundary setting or some clarity, or even the courage to say no to things or counter-offering to people. So take a moment and just have a pause whilst you think about what strengthened you through 2025. And then the second thought I'm having is, maybe there's some things that you've outgrown. You know, through the seasons, especially in winter, trees don't cling on to what's needed anymore. They let go, not because they failed or anything, it's because it's time. So maybe think about, ask the question to yourself, is there something you've outgrown this year? It could be role, a way of working, or expectations, or one thing which I'm often work on with clients and for myself is finding that a version of success sometimes doesn't fit you anymore. So maybe there's, you know, something there about what are you ready to stop forcing into next year, into the next kind of season. And the one which I'm thinking about a lot is where I felt most myself this year. And, you know, looking at nature and there's an inspiration, it doesn't perform, it doesn't hustle, you know, it just responds honestly to its environment. So think, when did you feel most like yourself this year? Not the busiest time or the most productive, but actually when you felt most grounded and kind of aligned and present. And what were you doing? Who were you with? And what was true about those moments? That's Lola panting. And then the kind of counter to that is what drained you? And I talk about the energy audit. And I've done another a recording on that. If anybody wants it, let me know. But what kind of drained you? And what nourished you? What fed you? You know, everything grows when you've had a rest. So think about your energy and where did you push too hard and what and where did you feel replenished? It's not like a judgment or a right and wrong. It's about learning what you need to move forward. And I think the last thought is we're just about to move through winter. It's been quite mild so far, so into probably more winter, cold weather, and then into spring. And in January, often people do it's a new season. It's not quite there. We're still in winter, and maybe think about as a season, what are you entering, right? Where are you going? Where are you heading? Is it a season of kind of exploring stuff or consolidating, or you could be kind of bold and brave and go for a charge, a brave change? Because sometimes just being naming a season, it matters, can help. So and then I think I've got one last question, and almost a kind of bridge to the year ahead, is what is it that you want to carry forward into next year, and what are you going to choose to leave behind? It's not goals or resolutions or anything like that. I mean, it's just more about kind of what's the intention there. And I will share some more reflections and tools and conversations, especially for those people who are navigating change, and you know, lots of mid-career, midlife professionals. You hear the dogs splashing the stream. Sometimes you get a sense that it's time for something to shift. So you don't have to have everything figured out. You know, nature around us never does. It just seems to know exactly what it needs to do next. So I wish you that's Cindy jumping in the stream. I wish you a restful time, peaceful time, and a very happy new year.